Hey guys, welcome back to PS I'm Single. It's your girl Trish. Today's episode is The Web of Lies. And joining us today, we have Kristen. Hey Kristen.
Hey, what's up?
All right, so Kristen is going to tell us a little bit about her online dating past. So it's a little bit like Web of Lies / X-Files, because you're going to give us what's been happening in the past.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Kristen, what's your definition of a good date?
A good date is someone that you connect with, you have a nice time, and you're like, you know what? I could see myself going out with this person again. You know, you have fun. Maybe you got a nice meal or just did something that you both enjoyed doing.
All right. You said nice meal, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we had a little talk off the mic before the show. And you did say that someone took you to Shake Shack on a date. I don't think Shake Shack is a date.
You know, yeah, it is like, it's like one of those in-betweens. Like, I feel like getting coffee is like, that's not really a date.
Right.
You know, Shake Shack, it's like, that's like a,
like a
really?
Meetup.
Yeah. Which, like, some of the dates that I went on, I'll put them in quotes.
Okay.
Ended up being like, you meet up for one, you know, one date or one meetup, see if you're interested in each other, and then
right.
like, you know, see what happens from there.
Right.
I would say this one was a date.
Like, it was a full-on date. Like, this wasn't your first time meeting him?
This was the first time meeting him, but okay. It, like, was, like, we were immediately, like, both kind of, like, interested in each other, I would say.
Okay.
So, to me, you know, it was a date. I'm pretty sure he paid for my burger. But, yeah, it got weird, though, so.
Yeah, we're going to get back to that.
Yeah.
All right, so now that you say it was the first meetup, I guess it's acceptable. Because normally when you meet someone for the first time, you kind of don't want to get stuck with them too long.
You know what? I'm the opposite, though. To me, not that I want to get stuck with the person, but, like, I got dressed. I put on makeup.
For Shake Shack?
To go and meet somebody and look cute, you know? Like, I want to show that I, like,
but how
look
much,
cute.
How much makeup you put on? You did, like, the contouring and all of that?
No, but I put enough. You know, on a normal basis, I'm not wearing that, like, any makeup. I'm
okay.
Just, like, living my life. So if I put on any makeup and I got dressed, I need to be there for more than 20 minutes, you know?
Yeah, true. I mean, you know, I would put makeup on to meet somebody for the first time. But for Shake Shack, you're going to get a real basic face. you're probably going to get just, like, a little, like, one layer of tinted moisturizer. You're not even going to get the powder over it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get, like, some mascara and some lip gloss. Some Blistex. Not lip gloss. Blistex. And that's it.
I mean, I think I had some, like, boot heels on.
You lying? For Shake Shack?
Yeah. Well, because, you know, Shake Shack, yeah, you're right. But I wanted to look nice because I want to show this guy, like, hey, like, I'm a cute, nice girl. Like, maybe we should date more. Like,
yeah, make a good first impression.
Make a good first impression, exactly.
Did he tell you guys were going to Shake Shack before y'all went there?
Yeah, we met there. Like, we both drove there to meet.
So you knew that's where you were going?
Yes.
It wasn't like, hey, I'm going to take you somewhere and you show up in a Shake Shack?
No, I knew we were going
you
to Shake Shack.
You knew ahead of time.
I was okay with it.
All right.
Yeah.
So what's your definition of a bad date?
A bad date is when I have to do all of the work into putting it together and I have to be the one, you know, just putting in so much effort that it's like this person obviously doesn't really care or want to be here.
Okay.
Or we just meet up and we don't connect.
There's no vibe. You're not
yeah.
vibing.
The vibes are really important to me.
It is.
Yeah.
For everything, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, okay, if I meet you for the first time, I want to see how we connect. Even though the connection may not be that strong the first time because, you know, you're a little bit awkward around each other. You know, you don't really know each other.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if the vibe is just not there at all, yeah, no. I'm not going to see you again.
Some people don't realize that, though, that, like, that initial feeling is there of
right.
like, oh, I would like to hang out with this person again or not. Some people think it's like, you know, oh, we have things in common. We met up. I find you attractive. That must mean we're dating and in a relationship or like we should continue this. And it's like
mm-mm.
not everyone feels that way.
But those people who feel that way are probably on medication or probably should be on some type of like antipsychotic. But, you know, just saying, I'm, you know, just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
It's a little weird to think that after meeting someone for the first time.
Yeah.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
I don't believe in love at first sight, but I believe in, like, hanging out with someone and, like, getting good vibes and maybe seeing where something goes
okay.
at first sight, you know?
All right. I had a little story. My cousin told me a story. Like, she texted me. She's like, hey, do you believe in love at first sight? And I'm like, No, who does? And she said someone she was familiar with believes in it. I said, well, she probably slept with him on the first night. Said he had a safari. You know, Safari broke the internet with that video. So I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I get it now. Now I get it. I get it. Mm-hmm. All right, so I know you have been doing this online dating thing, you said, for 3 years, right?
I was doing online dating for 3 years. I'm not doing it anymore.
Okay.
I found a boyfriend.
You found someone.
Yes.
So as soon as you said online dating, my producer's light lit up and was like, that's what we're trying to get you to do. But it took you 3 years. I ain't got that much time.
I feel like online dating is great because it like opens you up to people you would never meet before. Like my boyfriend, he lives like half an hour away from me, but I would never have even learned about him or, you know, found him anywhere if I hadn't found him on this dating app. Like, I would never have met him in real life, you know, without that. So I just feel like it gives you opportunities that you didn't have before to meet different people from all over the place.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing and a bad thing. I feel like it's a good thing because, like you said, it'll help connect you with people who your paths may have never crossed in like regular everyday life. But then it's a bad thing because you have people who are very strange.
Yeah, that's true.
You just have like creepy ass people, or you have like stalkers, or you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, I watch too much TV.
Yeah, no, I
feel I'm always watching that the girl met up and then all of a sudden the girl's missing and now the girl's dead. Like, shit like that scares me.
It is scary, but I feel like the experiences that I've had, like all the dates or meetups that I've gone on, I felt like secure going into it. Like, I feel like either I could run away or like I could trust that this person is like decent.
Okay.
You know, and I take like certain precautions. Like, I would never like meet up with the person at their house and then go somewhere with them, or I would never go to their house on like a first date or something like that. I'd want to meet somewhere public that I could get away if I needed to, but I never felt like unsafe. Okay. I would say on any of the dates that I went on, and I tried to, you know, while talking with someone online, do kind of like a vetting process of like, okay, like, do they have these certain qualities that I'm looking for? Do they seem nice? Like, you know, kind of talk to them, feel it out for like a few days before we actually like
met. But
it's
hard to feel. Okay, so let me figure out your process, uh-huh. Right?
Yes.
So you're on this app, and I know you said you did Coffee Meets Bagel.
I did a couple of different apps.
Okay.
But I started out on Coffee Meets Bagel.
All right.
That one I didn't really like because you only get one match a day, and if you don't like that person, they're gone.
You said one bagel a day. I'm good.
Yeah, one bagel.
You know, I'm a fluffier girl, so I need less carbs, so one bagel a day works for me.
To me, I just felt like if I didn't like that person and I didn't like the person the next day and the next day, or they didn't like me, then I would go like weeks or months not matching with anyone, and I'm like, well, that's not really helping me in my journey to like find true love.
Right.
So then I was on Plenty of Fish, Plenty of Fish, OkCupid, and Bumble.
Okay.
Which I feel like all have different like good and bad qualities. Like,
right.
Plenty of Fish and OkCupid are kind of like older looking,
right.
And like Bumble, I like that the girl messages first because I'm that person that like in real life I would never walk up to a guy, but online I'm like, hey, what's up?
You super brave. You yeah. One of those people.
Yeah, I'm super brave. But it like it would work, and then that would actually translate better like when I met someone in person because I felt like more confident.
Right.
And then I tried Hinge really quickly, which is one of those ones that like connects you with people that you know, like friends of a friend kind of thing, and it was terrible, so I deleted that one.
You know what, Hinge, like, why you my friend, why you can't just hook me up with your friend?
Right, exactly.
That's my first thing. Like, I always ask my friends, like, hey, you don't know anyone? And of course they're like, no, my friends are pieces of shit. Like, look, my producer's a friend. I don't really have that many friends, but all of you are my friends. But yeah, it's always that, oh, my friends suck, they're pieces of shit, they're this, they're that. So it's like, that doesn't work for me.
The other thing is, I don't want to know somebody that is friends with someone I already know. Like, I want to find someone like different that I can like be myself and not feel like self-conscious that like, oh, I'm dating someone or meeting someone that I already know someone I'm friends with. I don't know.
No, that makes me comfortable.
No, that's good. That's
because
good.
Then, you know, if this person is a serial killer, you as my friend of that friend, you should be honest with me in the beginning to let me know. Yo, Bob is a serial killer.
What happens when it ends, though?
When it ends, that's... That don't, I don't mean, how good of a friend are we? you either gonna be my man or my friend. Which one you want? All right. So how long do you speak to someone before you meet up with them in person?
I would say you don't talk longer than 2 weeks. I would say, like, ideally it's like 3 or 4 days, maybe a week. If it gets to 2 weeks, I feel like you're not going to meet up with the person anymore.
Really?
Yeah, because you're not on the app to, like, find the person, talk to them for 5 years on the app, and then, like, find out they're a catfish and, like, you know, all this stuff. Like, you want to get, like, the basic information,
right,
and just make sure that you feel confident and comfortable that they're, like, a real person and not crazy, and then meet them and then see, like, do I want to go out with them again or not? Like, that was kind of my whole
I'm gonna need
deal.
More than the basic information, though. To me, I'm afraid. You said that 3 or 4 days. It's probably going to take me 2 weeks for me to really give you my phone number.
Well, yeah, yeah.
But you said you don't give them your phone number.
I wouldn't give my phone number out because I felt like you said, like, it takes you, like, it would take you 2 weeks to give your phone number. I feel like I want to be confident that that person's not crazy and that, you know, I could be wrong. Maybe I meet up with them and they are crazy. And so then I'm glad I didn't give my number ahead of time. So what I would do is I would, you know, talk to the person, and then, you know, the whole point is you're on this app that has a communication device. Like, it's a communication device. So, like, yeah. I would say, let's meet for, you know, dinner or whatever. We would meet. And then if we had a great time, and the person asked for my number, I'd say, sure. If we didn't, I have literally said to someone, I had a really nice time, but I got more of a friend vibe, and I don't think that I want to exchange numbers.
Right.
But thank you. And then go from there. Just because I've had my phone number for, like, since 7th grade, and I don't want to have to block a million people. I don't want to give my number to every Joe Schmo in the world. Like, to me, it means something to give you my phone number. That, like, that's like another level of, like, I want to see where this is gonna go.
I mean, okay, all right, for me, if I meet you online, we're both attracted to each other, we you know, we start messaging, I'm probably gonna message you for a week to 2 weeks before I actually give you my phone number. So I give you my phone number, we can speak. I would rather give you my phone number first as opposed to meeting up with you first, because I'd rather find out you crazy by phone than find out you crazy in person.
Well, the thing is, though, it's hard to tell through phone if someone's really crazy, because there have been countless times where I have met up with someone and I realized that they looked like reject versions of their photos and they weren't actually as cool as I thought. And there were some people
Photoshop.
Occasionally, that, not Photoshop, but just like they were photogenic, but in person they weren't as attractive.
Oh, they had a good day.
Okay. And, you know, there were a couple occasions where I gave someone my phone number ahead of time. Very, very rare, but there was a few occasions I did. And every time I regretted it.
Really?
Every time. Because they either ended up, I met them, and then I was like, oh, he's really not, you know, as cute as I thought. Not that everyone has to be, you know, cute, but they have to be cute to you.
Right.
You know?
You have to be attracted to them.
Yeah, or, you know, maybe they ended up, like, they could have, like, really great text or phone conversations, but then they were, like, really awkward in person.
Okay.
And I was like, my whole thing that I took away from online dating is the only way to really tell if you're a match with someone is to be in front of them, face-to-face, in person. Otherwise, you can't tell. That's what I've experienced.
I feel like there would be little hints and clues and stuff of whether the person is crazy. But,
well,
like,
I'm not talking about crazy. I'm talking more about, like, if I feel like we're a match. You know, there's some people that maybe they're not actually, like, a crazy serial killer, but they just, like, were kind of weird and kind of,
like,
not
awkward,
really, like,
yeah,
like, not really the kind of person that is for me.
Right.
And I didn't know that until I met up with them. And so that's why I was like, yeah, I would rather just meet someone, know right away, yep, he's not for me, and then move on.
So wait, what happens when they ask you for your phone number? You say no?
Yeah. Well, on the app or in person?
On the app.
On the app, I would say, you know, I'd really like to continue talking on here, if that's okay.
Right.
And actually, I felt like that was a really great indicator also if a guy was nice or an asshole.
About
because
it, yeah.
Some guys would be an asshole about it, and then they ended up talking really creepy and just being gross in general. And I was like, well, see, this guy's not for me. But
literally
every guy that was, like, okay with it, they ended up being, like, relatively nice. And, you know, maybe they still weren't for me, but, like, they were actually nice guys that I had a decent time meeting, you know?
Okay. All right. So let's elaborate on this on this Shake Shack.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So what site did you meet this guy on?
I think I met this guy on OkCupid.
OkCupid.
Yes.
All right. So how long did you speak to him before actually meeting up with him?
I think it was like a few days. It was definitely, I think, less than a week.
I'm scared. Why?
Because if I felt like, I feel like you could get a vibe, you know, like you can get a vibe.
I have definitely gotten a vibe from someone before online. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell my story after you tell yours.
Okay.
Okay.
So I just remembered also, I have another really, really funny story.
I wanna hear all of them.
I'll tell you that.
I wanna hear all of them. All right, so tell me about the Shake Shack. So you spoke to him for a few days. Mm-hmm. You guys agreed on a place to go. Mm-hmm. You went there.
Yes.
And what happened?
So we went on this date. It was really nice. He was a sweet guy. He worked in like some type of health, like doctory type of things, I guess.
Okay.
And it was a cute date. Actually, there was one moment that was really sweet where he was like, oh yeah, like we were walking around after Shake Shack and he was like, you know, I can read palms. And then he like grabbed my hand and he was like, I just did that as an excuse to hold your hand. And I was like, well, that was like kind of
cheesy,
but like I was kind of feeling it, you know?
Okay.
And but then, you know, we're having this great time. We're walking around and he goes, by the way, I'm into this kind of like meditation that I wanted to tell you about. And okay. I was like, okay, like what is it? And he was like, it's this like sexual meditation. I think it was called like Om or something.
Om?
Yeah.
I'ma Google it.
Right?
Not on the work computer though. I don't want to get fired.
So it was like this sexual meditation where he was like, yeah, it's like this orgasmic sexual meditation. You give this, you know, a woman an orgasm and it like releases all this tension and stress. And I was like, oh, like, what do you mean? Like, is this part of your, like, doctorly healthcare type of stuff that you work in? And he was like, no, I do it on the side. I was like, oh, like a side job? And he was like, no, it's like a volunteer, like, hobby type of thing.
First of all.
So, what?
How many pornos? I think that was his introduction to telling you he may be, like, a porn star slash, like...
You know, I was wondering, is it a way for him to be like, is she open to like orgasms with like other people or something? Like,
but who's, first of all, one, mm-hmm. why are you okay telling someone that you just met for the first time that that's what you do and then ask you if you would be willing to do, like, I just met you. Like, you don't even have my phone number.
Yeah, he didn't. See, this is why I don't give my phone number out, because then I'd be stuck with this guy who's like, oh, this weird orgasm meditation that I do, would you, are you like, you think you might be into it? Like, this is like what I do on the side for fun. And I was like, can you like explain like more? Like, what are you talking
like,
about?
Like, I wouldn't even need any explanation. Yeah. I'd just be like, sir, I need you to get away from me. And I'm going to go this way. And I need you to go that way.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I think that he felt like comfortable because we were having so much fun to be like, oh, like maybe she'd be okay with this. And then he brought it up. And I was like, that's a lot. That's a lot right now. Like, he was saying how he would do stuff with like couples where he would teach them this orgasmic meditation.
What? I'm going to Google it.
I don't know. But it just sounded like, you know, he's looking for someone that's going to be cool with him giving other girls orgasms for, you know, for free, or I don't know.
Right.
Like, what? Like, this is not a business. Like, this is not a job.
Maybe
like,
that's his thing. He meets women online and then he lays it on them. And if you're into it, hey, let's go. And if you're not, then.
Yeah.
Did you speak to him after that?
He messaged to be like, oh, like, I hope everything was okay. Like, I'd love to see you again, but, like, I understand if you don't want to. And I was like, yeah, like, that was a lot. I don't think so.
I understand if it... First of all, sir, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You don't tell... Like, how was that a hobby?
I don't know.
He's a creep.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
It was, like, super weird. He said that he got into it because his ex-girlfriend was really into, like, yoga and other things like that. And I was like, okay, well, I don't really know what that means, but I don't think that's for me.
Yeah, no thanks. So let me tell you about my little a little piece of my online dating.
Okay, I'm ready.
So I was on Plenty of Fish.
That's where I met my boyfriend.
Not lying. OkCupid. So OkCupid, I messaged this guy. I was brave. I messaged him. Yeah. I thought he was like super cute. And I flipped through all his pictures, make sure he had no hat on because I'm not down with the hatfish. So he was cute. Like, you know, he seemed okay. So we started messaging each other. We messaged each other for probably about a week and then we exchanged phone numbers. Mm-hmm. So we would text and then call each other. So it was like probably like 3 weeks into it, and
that's so long, and you haven't met yet.
It's not that long to me.
Okay, okay.
And I'm like, you know, I think that was good timing for me.
Okay,
but you know, eventually the topic came up about meeting up with each other, so I'm like, hey, we should video chat. Because you're not about to catfish the shit out of me. I show up and it's some bald old guy talking about, hey, young thing. Like, no, thank you, sir. Please go home. So I'm like, all right, let's video chat with each other. I think at the time it was Tango. We tangoed with each other. It's a video app.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he was cute. He looked the same way in his pictures and that's everything. Good. So I'm like, damn, like, you know, whatever he was feeling me, I was feeling him. So I'm like, shit, all right, so let's meet up for like a quick drink or whatever.
This sounds like a love story in the making.
Girl, no, it's not. So we set up for us to meet up for a drink, and I think it was snowing really bad that day, so we rescheduled, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, hey, you know, maybe we can just grab a quick happy hour drink after work one day, because he worked in the city. And then he kept rescheduling. It was like reschedule after reschedule after reschedule. And to me, I couldn't figure out why. Like, you know, you saw me on the, like, and you were like receptive to me, my looks and everything. I thought you was cute. Like, you were still communicating with me afterwards. So what was it? And I left out the part that I was getting dick pics.
Oh.
And jerk off videos at least every other day.
Wow. Whoa.
I'm not into that.
No.
It was a little like weird to me, but you want to send me shit like this, but you don't want to meet up like for a quick drink or whatever. Like, it was just weird to me. But someone said, suggested maybe he's in a relationship and he just needed something to do, like on his, like, he was bored pretty much. I don't know how.
So then you just never met and it kind of faded away.
I just had to like literally block the phone number, because I just kept getting, like, even after I stopped speaking to him, I just kept getting dick pics. And
see, this is another reason why I don't get my phone number out, because then some people like, they never want to meet. And sometimes it might be because they have a girlfriend, or sometimes it's just like they're not like serious about the online dating thing, and it's like there was no real reason. They just were like, you know, they just were horny and wanted to send stuff like that to somebody, which is like dumb. Like, they should just,
if you're horny, you jerk off and
I don't know, maybe he's got
business.
This weird fetish of like sending it to
that
someone.
That shit was definitely a fetish, because it was literally like every other day I got a picture or a video, and I'm just like,
wow.
Sir, are you okay? Like, what's happening? Like, he seemed like a good guy, but whatever.
What was your response to these videos?
My response, and that's my producer in the back. So the first time I got the picture, I was like, really? Like, what? Like, what's happening right now? Like, what are you, like, why would you send me that? Like, and I was at work.
Oh, yeah. Geez.
So he's like, oh, I just thought you would want to see something nice, like what I'm working with.
It's so funny because guys apparently think that girls want to see dick pics, but like, no girl ever wants to see a dick pic.
I've never come across a female that was like, yeah, girl, he sent me this dick pic and it was like, so no. We talk shit about your dick pics, guys. I'm gonna tell you right now. TB was up here talking about how your dick was ashy and how you had the noodle pack in the back of the picture, like your socks was dirty. Like, no female wants to see, like, I could wait. I'm cool with the buildup. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need to see, like, I'm okay with the buildup. I'll wait until you get here, and then when it go down slam dance, I could wait. I don't have to see it pre-slam dance. Like, I'm fine. Like, it's not cute. It's not pretty, fellas. It's not pretty.
Nope.
And if you got a pretty one, send it to me in my DM, because I want to see it. And yes, I'm going to share it with all my friends. or my friend. According to my producer, I just got one friend. All right, so tell us about your other date.
Okay, this one was funny because it's like kind of out of a movie.
Okay.
So I met up with this guy and we went to Starbucks, which to me is not really a date, but
no, it's a meetup. It's a meetup.
I don't like going to Starbucks because I feel like, well, first of all, I don't even drink coffee. So I'm like, what am I doing here? Yeah, I'll just grab a tea. But I'm like, I don't want to waste my outfit and my makeup for a Starbucks, but I still want to look cute.
Right.
So I met up with this guy at Starbucks and, you know, we're having a nice time. We decided to like sit on the outside of Starbucks, like, because it was nice out. My friend, I didn't realize, texted me and she's like, are you at Starbucks? And I was like,
oh, she saw you.
Yeah, because she was also on an online date, her first online date, like, ever.
Oh, shit.
And so she saw me and was like, oh, I saw you. I think you're, like, in the Starbucks. And I was like, yeah. Well, I didn't see it. And then she went to go outside because she thought I left. So she was going to sit, like, where I happened to be sitting. And right. instead she just walked out. And I was like, what are you doing here? And she was like, you didn't see my text? So I'm, you know, with this guy. And she's there with this guy that she's with. And we're both like, what are the odds that we would both, like, this is my best friend since, like, first grade.
Wow.
What are the odds that we would both be at Starbucks with these guys, especially since, like, neither of us really go to Starbucks ever, so it was very, like, random. But the guy that she was with was hilarious. I just want to paint a picture of him for you. He had, so imagine, like, a little Guido from Long Island,
okay.
spiky hair, little glasses. Ugh. He had on, like, this button-up shirt, but all the buttons were unbuttoned, like, up to, like,
oh, he
here,
had his
like,
chest
up to his
out.
Belly button. Yeah, his chest was out. There was hair.
He was putting on the sexy.
He had this chain on, but he's, like, this little white guy, little nerdy glasses and stuff.
He was, putting on the sexy.
Hilarious. And then he, she ended up not really being into him. I think she was just kind of, like, trying to go on, like, a first date and get her feet wet and stuff.
Okay.
So she was kind of, like, afterwards we went and got drinks and we were just laughing about how ridiculous it was. And for some reason, the guy she was with kept being, like, you guys planned this, didn't you? You guys planned this. And we were like, no. We had no idea. It was really random. But they were the ones that picked the location. I would never pick a Starbucks.
So did you guys, like, double date while you were there?
No, they went inside to do their thing, and then we stayed outside.
I would have felt comfortable,
but it was funny.
Like that, though, if I would have ran
she
into a
She felt better.
Yeah.
Because that was the first time she went on a date with anyone, like, from the online dating scene. So she was like, I was so glad you were there. I felt, like, better about it. But then, like, weeks later, you know, this guy had seen me. He messaged me on the app and was like, hey, like, you know, because it didn't work out for them. He was
right.
like, hey, what's up? Like, we should meet up sometime. And I was like, I literally met you in person and, like, no thank you.
No thanks. Like, you tried to talk to my friend.
Yeah,
and,
like, what?
You missed your shot. Now yeah. you're trying to shoot your shot again?
But he was that person that I mentioned before that's like, oh, we are two human beings that breathe and have blood in our bodies.
Oh,
like,
no.
we should be together. Like, that's what he did to my friend. And she wasn't into him. And so he was kind of like, well, you know, you're not a good communicator and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, we went on one date. Like,
communicate, like, sir, like, I don't like, like,
yeah, like, she wasn't interested. She went on one date. She was like, this is not my thing. It was so funny, though.
Ay. All right, so tell me how you met your guy, because okay, so you went through this, like, horrible dating, well, not horrible,
it wasn't but definitely it was like a job.
Okay, an experience. Yeah, that's
yeah,
what people
an experience.
Tell me, like, it's like a job. Like, you actually have to log in, look, do your work, your research and everything,
yeah.
and find people.
Yeah.
So 3 years later.
3 years later, yes.
And you found your guy.
Yeah.
What app did you use to find your guy?
I met him on Plenty of Fish.
Okay.
And he's amazing. He's he works in out in Long Island where I'm from, and
okay.
He lives near me, and he's really handsome, and he's into like triathlon things.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, being all fit, and I don't know, he's great. And so the story, though, is that we met on Plenty of Fish,
right?
So let's say we were talking on a Saturday,
right?
You know, at this point, this has been 3 years of me being like, what's going on here? Like, why is this so hard to find someone that I connect with? Because the whole thing is, like, you know, I went on a lot of dates, but I'm not looking for just anybody. Like,
right.
I'm looking for the right person. So I'm not just going to be like, oh, I'll date whoever. So, but the next day,
okay,
I was like, do you want to just, like, meet up for, like, lunch?
What? The next day?
The next day.
Damn.
Because I was just like, you know, he seemed nice. One of the things that I feel like is a problem on online dating is sometimes you message someone and you're like, hey, what's up? And they're just like, nothing. And they, like, don't want to, like, actually converse and, like, talk to you back. They just
right.
want you to, like, ask them questions. But he actually wanted to, like, have a conversation and talk. And, you know, we talked about things that we're interested in and whatnot. And, you know, we only talked for one day, but, like, I felt like he seemed nice. And I felt comfortable, like, you know, I'll ask him if he wants to meet up for lunch.
Right.
So we did. We ended up meeting up for dinner, actually. And then we just had, like, a really great time, and he tells me the story of, like, how we met all the time, where he was like, you know, you didn't give me your number, so I didn't know what to expect, and then when you came in, I was like, whoa, this girl's not what I thought she'd be. She's better. And I was like, oh, my God, like,
oh.
This is what you say about me? That's so nice. God. And, you know, we got, like, Chinese food, and we got froyo, and he paid for it all. And, like, it was, like, a real, you know, like a real date. And actually, for Valentine's Day, we, like, went back and, like, redid that.
Aww.
As, like, our first Valentine, and it was really sweet.
Really?
Yeah. Like, he's, like, amazing. And, like, so we're actually going away this coming week to celebrate our 1 year together, because, like, it's been one whole year. And I'm
amazing.
Like, what the heck? I, like, feel so lucky. He's, like, the greatest guy ever, and I can't believe that I, like, found him on these apps, because
right.
you know, you keep looking and looking for people and hope you find a connection, but, like, sometimes you feel like I'm never gonna meet anybody because
yeah, you start to get a little discouraged.
Yeah, you get discouraged. And so, like, to meet this person that I feel like is perfect for me is, like, weird, especially because, like, I think we were talking about before, like, I was, like, a late bloomer, you know? I didn't really date much until I was, like, oh, I'm going to do this online dating thing.
Right.
And, you know, that really, I thought, helped me find the things that I'm looking for in someone and what I'm not looking for. And,
right.
like, helped me kind of, it was kind of like a moment of discovery to, like, be on these apps and, you know, kind of figure out what I'm looking for.
Right.
And I just, like, feel so lucky because, like, I never thought that I would, like, find that, I guess.
You're one of the lucky ones. Now, I have met people who have met their significant others on online dating apps and stuff, and they've been in relationships for a pretty long time. There's an actress who actually met her husband.
Who?
Online. What's her name? Essence oh. Atkins?
Essence Atkins. Okay.
I'm old. She like, who? I'm old, but you might have to Google her.
Yeah.
But she definitely met her husband online.
Half and half?
Not half and half. Yeah, half. Was it half and half? No, it's not half and half. But y'all Google Essence Atkins. She definitely met her husband online. So there is, you know, that hope that it's, you know, possible for everyone. But smart guy.
It's half and half.
It's half and half?
Yes. Yo,
oh, yeah, she
now,
was her
though.
Half-sister. Yes, it is half and half. And Smart Guy. She was the sister from Smart Guy.
Oh, okay.
She met her husband online.
Yeah, but I think they're divorced now.
Are they?
I think so.
All right, guys.
As of 2016.
All right, guys, so I'm not going to go online no more. I'm done. But I think, for me, my fear is meeting people in person, the safety aspect of it.
That was my big fear at the very, very beginning. But I feel like I've, like, moved on from it and was, you know, as long as you felt good about the person,
right.
like, and met in a public space,
right.
I think you would be good, you know?
I'm gonna try it. I'm on...
Okay, which ones are you on?
OkCupid right now.
Okay.
I have a half-ass finished profile.
You should finish it. Put all
that. I know.
That,
I got like one picture
work
up.
Into it.
So
well, don't see. You can't just have one. You have one picture up. You need
picture.
To have. If this is the rule that I have figured out.
At least three.
At least three, because if you have one or two, that means you're weird. So obviously you're not weird. You need to have like.
So people think I'm weird.
That's what I've learned from the guys. At least if a guy has
creep?
One or two pictures up, they're weird, because like, you know, they're like secretive. They're not really showing you who they really are. So. You're amazing, so you should put up like all your pictures.
All right, I'm gonna put up some more pictures.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go, you know, over the weekend, and I'm gonna go ahead and just like fully flush out my my producer going really get my profile popping so I can get these messages. But I really hope it doesn't take me 3 years.
It was 3 years of discovery, though, you know? I feel like it was worth it.
I mean, yeah, in the end, it's worth it because you
yeah.
met a great guy. You
yeah.
guys have been together for a year. You know, that's a success story
yeah.
to me.
Thank you.
And hopefully I'll be able to share my success story soon.
I think
and it
will
take me 3 years. I hope not.
Yeah. I mean, there were some people I dated in between. Not for as long, but, you know, a little bit.
Just
but
a little, yeah.
This is the one that's, like, the real deal.
He's the one.
That's what I think.
All right. All right. So, Kristen, before we leave,
mm-hmm.
you've been sipping on this drink
yes.
That I would like to introduce. It's called Single Escape.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been having a sip of paradise. How do you like it?
It's delicious.
You like
a little strong.
A little strong.
But delicious.
You know what? That's because one of our loyal customers had told us to put a little kick in it, so I'll put a little kick in it.
Oh yeah.
So you gotta sip real slow, not too fast. All right, well, thank you for coming and sharing your story.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
I really I'm gonna take into account, maybe I'll shorten like my 2-week rule, But you definitely gonna get my phone number before I meet you in person.
Sounds good.
But it's definitely not gonna be the next day either.
Yeah, yeah. That was a rare occurrence. And I think it worked out in my favor.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. My takeaway for this episode is, what are some of your online dating experiences? I want to hear about it. DM me. Let me know. Follow us on Instagram @PSI'mSingle and Twitter, too. We're on Twitter. Thanks, guys.